founder, we don't think that we can handle delicate negotiations like this in the pool hall, and we think that if you've got anything, that you ought to tell us precisely and publicly what it is and just let the country know it and quit raising false hopes here. Have you got any feeling on this?
No, I think that's right. I think that's right.
You think you ought to be in the meeting?
I had a group of Latin American experts coming in for this summit meeting. I leave it to you, Mr. President. I could...
Well, you just give me your judgment now, whether...
I think it might be better to not to have a meeting, but simply to see him briefly, personally.
Well, now, shouldn't I have Roscoe in that meeting?
Yes, I would have a witness. I would have a witness.
Well, he's got Nick.
I think that would be enough, actually.
Nick and Roscoe, or just Nick?
I would think only Nick, and then have a memo of conversation written afterwards. Would be my impression on it. I'll talk to Nick before he sees Kennedy.
Well, no, Nick's up in his office now.
Oh,
I've been up there all afternoon,
oh,
and he's bringing him down. He's due here in about 7 minutes.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
I expect maybe I better just let Nick come in with him, and I better bring Roscoe in.
Yeah, all right.
Roscoe will write the memo.
All right, fine.
And what do you think now I ought to tell him?
I would tell him, first I would listen to see if he has anything, and then I would tell him that, as he may know, there is no chance for any serious talk with the other side if the talks are known, if there's if the contacts are exposed. Now, since the other side has already denied that they've passed to him any message, it's quite clear that they do not think that they gave him a message, that what he has heard is something that we've heard before, that contacts do exist, but they can only exist if nothing is said about them, and that he can simply say that he passed his impressions along, but that these impressions are already in the hands of the administration, and let it go at that. I mean, he won't be able to say anything that we haven't already learned.
No, but I'm afraid he'll leave the wrong impression with the country. I'm afraid he'll leave the impression he came in and told the president how to do this thing. The president wouldn't do it. I think he ought to tell the country, the press, after he leaves, precisely what he told me.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you go into those, three points, if he makes those, well, those are already in the tickers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So that he won't be in a position of having told you something he hasn't told everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.